As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
The Bird Show.
Friend just got her first condo, and she's not exactly sure. She walks in there, and she's like, is the decor in this place offensive or not? Rebecca?
I'm not really one who can say anything about how someone decorates their place, because my place is pretty admittedly eclectic.
Eclectic meaning what? You've just taken stuff from here, freebies from here and there?
I'm kind of like a crow. Like, if it's shiny and it's glittery, then I will, like, collect it and put it up on my walls, literally.
Got it.
It's a lot of stuff.
So you're a sparkle girl.
Oh, fully a sparkle girl. Anything, like, pink, bright, sparkly, but anything that just sparks joy.
Got it.
Yeah. I've got, like, a lot of weird prints, a lot of, like, drag queen art, anime stuff. I got a banner that just says, I'm boring. That's my favorite thing in my apartment. Anyway, I have a friend who, as you said, just bought her first condo, and it was fresh off of a super difficult breakup where she was living with a guy for, I think, over 5 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah. So she basically took all of her heartbreak and she just totally focused on making this condo hers, which was like super exciting. And we were all really behind it and thought that was like an awesome idea. Like, what a great way to like refocus your energy. But her first fixation for some reason was the guest bathroom. And she was doing all of the like normal renovations, like, you know, fixing all the fixtures and like taking stuff out. But she was also talking about how she was doing this really exciting theme that she was so excited about, but it was a secret and she wasn't going to tell us until it was all done and no one could come over until everything was perfect. And she literally skipped out on like things that I invited her to for like months, like 2 months, I think.
Because she was so excited to
because
be decorating.
She was like busy, I guess, like trying to refurbish this bathroom, this guest bathroom. But then the day came. I'm sorry, it just makes you laugh so much. And she had me, she had like individual people over to view this bathroom.
Mm-hmm. Like showing time?
She had showing.
I want the matinee.
Yeah.
I got an early afternoon because obviously my hours worked for that time. She had me come in and take a look, and I just texted all of you guys what her bathroom looks like.
Oh, gosh.
it's bold. And it's interesting, but I want to see what you guys' first impression is.
All right, we got zebra print, wallpaper. Oh, there's some zebras. Oh, now that goes into the blue. And there's a elephant. And then there's some African mask on the wall.
Oh.
So it's like you stepped into a safari?
It's African themed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does she have any connection to Africa whatsoever?
She's never even been to Africa.
And this is a white friend of yours?
This is a white Jewish woman.
Okay.
Never been to Africa.
All right.
But somehow thought this was the perfect decor.
Okay. All right. Is it offensive, though? Is that the question?
That's what I'm wondering, because she's a white girl. I mean, it's not, it's like.
It's so random.
I am not from Africa. If I walked into that bathroom, I personally wouldn't be offended. Like, I don't find it offensive, because everybody has like their own.
Mo might have a different perspective on it. Do you have a different perspective on that?
I'm trying. I don't know, man. This is weird. It's very weird. I mean, it's hard because I don't know her.
Right? Like, if she's had hints of appreciating African art for a while, then no, I would think that's just appreciation. Like, right. she enjoys African art. But it would be weird if I've never seen that in her at all, and then one day I went over and it was like Lion King.
I would be a little weirded out.
But I don't think it's offensive, no. Where'd this come from?
So randomly absurd, man.
Imagine you walk in and it's just the Circle of Life playing.
God. Don't give her ideas. Oh my God, I bet she's listening.
Oh, every time you flush the toilet, that's what plays.
It is. Did you ask her, like,
where'd this come from?
Yeah, why?
I did ask her.
You walk out of the bathroom and you just go like, why?
Like, is she an art history major? And
no, she works in like the dental field.
Okay.
Which I kind of feel like this looks like a dentist bathroom a little bit.
What dentist are you going to?
Right. Aren't there like weird themed like dental bathrooms and like places?
I think if you're
I've
kid,
never
maybe.
Used my dentist's bathroom, so I don't know.
I did ask her. She just said, I like it. It makes me feel like cozy, is what she said.
Then I don't know. It's just strange, but I don't know if it would be offensive or not.
I don't think it's offensive.
Yeah, I was gonna, so like if you were over at her apartment and you walked into that guest bathroom to use it, you
feel right at home.
Yeah,
I no longer feel like. No, it wouldn't be offended. Yeah,
it's okay. Just really, really random.
Yeah.
Your friend is really, really random.
The Bert Show.